Thank you. That was Gretchen Snakes here on the Burrow CITR 101.9 FM. Gretchen Snakes, originally a side project of Brody McKnight of the Mutators, New Sensei, etc. Apparently, there is now a Gretchen Snakes band, which I don't know what that entails, but they will be playing in about 2 weeks' time at the Fox Cabaret. Alongside Mormon Crosses and Neil Haggerty, who was a founding member of Pussy Galore, which is why I started the show with them today, off of an album called Gold 5000, and the song was called Walk. Alrighty, I'm going to move on to some more noisy punk music. Shearing Pink's new record, People. Somewhat new. Their latest release. Gonna play a song called Tropes.
We'll be right back. This May 2nd at the Biltmore, Waxahachie with guest Girlpool and Knife Pleats. From Brooklyn, pop singer-songwriter Waxahachie is on tour to support her new release, Ivy Trip. Early show with doors at 8, show at 9. Brought to you by Timbre Concerts on CITR 101.9. You can run.
Slow down. You're not in a race. Alcohol-related deaths are one of the leading preventable causes of death in Canada. Please remember to drink responsibly.
Still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. Program is called The Burrow. On every Monday, 3 to 4 p.m. By the way, I just realized that I started this program about, I think, in September. And I explained the title, the first show that I did, and I've never explained it since that point. And I think that that's very odd that you just hear this title of this show and have no idea what I'm talking about. If you want to know where I get it from, The Burrow, it is a short story by Franz Kafka, the Czech or Austro-Hungarian writer from the early 20th century, wrote in German. It is one of his many classic stories about an underground rodent. I won't use the word mole, but underground rodent that is building what he calls his castle keep. So he builds this big, intricate, subterranean lair, pretty much. But goes through these little psychoses and ends up being driven crazy by this noise, which may or may not be the sound of his own breathing. Never says, but it's this hissing and this kind of clicking sound that he hears that he thinks is somebody hunting him. So he keeps burrowing deeper and deeper. Sometimes he leaves this home that is his only treasure. He leaves it and just stares at it for days, sits outside and just looks to see if anything is walking by it. Ends up banging his head against the walls as he's building these little holes and tunnels, pounding his head against the dirt and the side until his temple and his forehead is bleeding, and eventually starves to death and dies inside the burrow. Now, as dark as that may seem, underlying Kafka for me is always a great sense of beauty and hope in the wonderful and frightening world. And I think, I don't know if I give that vibe of that kind of darkness and solitude, but it's something that underlies my thoughts on what the way that music, alternative music, should challenge us and make us think about our precarious individuality. Anyhow, I have lined up next a song by a Vancouver band called Coban, who just played last weekend on Saturday, played a tour kickoff show with Lié and I believe a band called Pura Mania. Lié and Coban going on a West Coast tour. Of course, that is, it's two bands, but sharing members between the two bands. Brittany from Coban also plays in Lié, along with Ashley Luck. And they have just departed on a West Coast tour. I was not able to make the show myself, but I'm sure it's very, very good. So I'm going to play a track called Down in the Well by Coban off of their record that came out in 2013 called Null. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Playground Twist by Suxi and the Banshees. Played them multiple reasons. In that last set, I started with Coban, a band from Vancouver who I mentioned just took off on a West Coast tour. Easy comp to say that Coban sounds either like Suxi and the Banshees or Bauhaus. A bit cheap, to be honest, but it puts you in that mind frame when you listen to it, and so I was inspired. Also, that song, Playground Twist, on the, for me, classic 1979 LP, Join Hands, my favorite Banshees record. They just, on Record Store Day a week or two ago, came out with a re-release of that album, newly remastered, with a new cover, which is nice, a much better cover than the normal one. With, it's kind of a grainy image of these children in Sunday clothes joining their own hands together in prayer. I think it's a better image than the one that is on the actual record, which has these little toy soldiers on it. And it has a full version of one song. Is it Icon or another song? Has a fuller, different version on the re-release. So, in between those two, a bit of an interlude with a song by Black Silas. I've played this before on the program, maybe a month or so ago when this just came out. An album, a 12-inch called Mysteries, which has just two tracks on it. So this is one of the tracks called To Become. Kind of experimental black metal, but very, very good track. And I explained before when I played this, Black Silas. A Silas is like a hair shirt that you could use, like monks and things would use to discipline themselves. I realize it's been a bit of a somber episode, talking a lot about self-punishment and things of that nature. I'm in a very good mood today, so I'm not trying to bring you guys down. I think trying to be inspirational in some ways. After a brief break, we're going to hear some noise out of Montreal. Stay tuned. This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here,
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
There we go. That was the Axe and Cloak here on the Borough, CITR 101.9 FM. Now, I started that set, a slow, dark, noisy set, with a release by Montreal label Neuromodulation, which is originally supposed to be in French, so it's like Neuromodulation, something along those lines. And something called Otter Charta Exsanguine. Now, I don't know how to pronounce it, but that's what it's called. Released by Neuromodulation. You can find it on their SoundCloud, where they have a few of their releases. Very good techno, electronic, and noise label out of Montreal. Then I had something that I was going to play afterwards. Turned out it was this kind of rough punk band, and it was so inappropriate following that song that I switched gears and played the Axe and Cloak off of his latest solo release called Excavation, a song called Mara. And Axe and Cloak has still been very busy, even if he's not releasing his own records. He was on last year's I Shall Die Here, a record called I Shall Die Here by The Body. Very, very good doom metal record. And right now is currently working on, or probably just finished working on, a new album by the band called Health, who are from LA. Their last album was called Get Color, from a couple years back. They have a new one called Death Magic coming out very soon, in August. And the Axe and Cloak is apparently a collaborator on this new album. And so I'm going to play a new song they just released called New Coke, which they have a video for, a bit of a gross music video. So if you are going to go and check out the video, be wary. But without further ado, it's the new song by a band called Health off of their upcoming release called Death Magic.
Let the lights go down.
And there you have it. That was the new track by Health, a group from LA. New album is called Death Magic, coming out this summer, and with contributions from the Haxan Cloak, who over the last couple of years has been pretty money with what he's been associated with. Five more minutes left here. Jade, a little bit of soul coming on next, as usual. Going to finish. Originally planned to have Mormon Crosses here today. Didn't work out, but should be working out in the near future. I earlier in the show previewed a concert at the Fox Cabaret on May 9th with Neil Haggerty and Gretchen Snake's band. Mormon Crosses will also be playing that show. I'm going to close out the show with some White Lung and then possibly a Mormon Crosses track. White Lung, the opening track on their latest album called Deep Fantasy, which a few months back was in high, heavy rotation here at the station. And then, if there's time, shove in a Mormon Crosses track. They were on tour with White Lung and recorded a song called Braxton Hicks, where Misha Way, the vocalist of White Lung, does vocals on the track for Mormon Crosses. So, thank you all for listening. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9. Tune in next week. Hopefully, can get Mormon Crosses on in the studio. And stay tuned for a little bit of soul. This is White Lung.
light and the ring is complete. Words speak our language and the wounds heal. Call off the torture, wind can't help. I'm not the one we are. I'm not the one that you see. I'm not the one. It's not supposed to be, because the victim needs to breathe. Tear away the broken page, and the room fades away. I realize we've lost sleep. Be alone again. Terrorists of instincts. Be alone again. She talks of never and slows down with age. A staircase to nowhere, and he just falls away. She knows I need it. This face shows innocence. Writing with color, it's silver laced again. There's nothing more to speak about. There's nothing more to our language. There's nothing more to speak about. There's nothing more to our language. There's nothing more to speak about. There's nothing more to our language.
Hello, dear CITR listener. It's so nice to be back in the studio with you. It's a bit of a sad story that today's little bit of soul is the last episode of the season, but I promise that I've concocted an episode that's highly stimulating, probably going to learn some new things, possibly going to hear some new sounds that you've never heard before. We're going to be talking about and listening to Third Stream Jazz for the next hour on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. I'm Jade, your host for a little bit of soul. Thanks so much for joining me. So, like I've said, if you're joining us for the first time on Little Bit of Soul, well, then you might have to wait until September for the next episode. But you can still check out the show's podcasts online at citr.ca. I've got to go have a little summer vacation, but I'll be back for more fun later in September. And for now, we can learn about Third Stream Jazz. So what is Third Stream Jazz? It is a blending of classical and jazz musical elements, out of which a rich and diverse composition with varying textures emerges. The term third stream jazz was coined by composer Gunther Schuller in 1957, who noted that, quote, by designating the music as a separate third stream, the other two mainstreams could go about their way unaffected by the attempts at fusion. And by mainstream, of course, he meant the classical and jazz genres. Third stream rests right in the middle. So why don't we try one out? You've heard this group on